All right. Good night, everyone, and welcome to Sunday Morning Breakfast. This is Monday Night Live. We're about to get ready to be on the line, be on Facebook, just sharing in the word that has gone forth this week. Bring your questions, bring your comments, your testimonies, your scriptures, as we've been talking about faith over feelings. As I was sharing pre-call, it's been an amazing topic and one that just left with questions. Questions that I think are great for us to try to answer where and when we can, right? Just one of those things on a scale of 1 to 10. How well do I handle myself when things don't go my way? Think about it. When things aren't going the way that you planned, the way you've laid out, how do you handle them? Do you handle them in faith? Do you handle them based on how you feel them at this moment right now? Will you act on the word of God and love? Or will you react emotionally? Those are just questions that we have the opportunity to truly reflect on and answer for ourselves when things don't go our way. So all's well. We know faith over feelings is the way we should go, and that's exactly what we've been talking about this week. So let's go forward in this conversation with none other than our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Miss Tiana.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Doing great, thank you.
Yeah. So, y'all, we have been talking this whole week about faith over feelings. Faith over feelings. We've been talking about this whole week. Okay, we're going to continue that discussion, okay? But before we continue the discussion, I want to go ahead and open this up with prayer. So, Ms. Tiana, do you mind praying for us, please?
Not at all. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to fellowship with one another and to be here serving you, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, as we go forward on this call, let's do so with open hearts and open minds and focus on our faith, focus on walking in you, dear Lord. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for our leader, and we just thank you for this platform, this opportunity to just share one to another. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful, man. So you want to give us a little insight about your, synopsis about this topic?
Sure. This week we're talking about faith and feelings. Feelings are basically human emotion that's not particularly any good. Yes, we do have feelings, but you should never make decisions, especially faith-based decisions, on feelings, because your feelings change. Just to give you an example, I had a friend of mine, and everybody's gone through this, that has a friend or girlfriend that they were really, really into and brought around the family, and the family liked her, and everything was all good. And then one day they had it out. And then when they had it out, he went back and told the family. And, of course, you know, the family don't like her no more. And then next week, you know, they back together again, but unbeknownst to the family. So the next holiday, he brought her back around, and the family is looking at her sideways and don't like her, and then he's getting mad. You know, that's one reason there why you shouldn't do that. And thank goodness that God doesn't do us like that. You have to walk by faith, not by sight. Anytime you make decisions based on your emotions, it often gets you in trouble. Uh-huh. Because we're so quick. We are so quick to get angry at stuff, but we're slow to forgive. Why is that? Uh-huh. You know, so by the time you do stuff, and you might really, really mean I'm sorry, but you're slow to say I'm sorry and to show I'm sorry. And oftentimes those feelings are not the right decision in the first place. You got to outweigh that. You know, when Christ, and this is just a little something, you know, there were two boys playing, and one boy got in trouble with a bully. the other boy saw him in trouble, and he ran and helped him with the bully, and they beat him up. Isn't that something right there? That's what friends do, right? So later on, let's fast forward to life. Lifetime comes, you know, this guy fell on hard times a little bit, so he had to steal something. And he didn't have to, but he chose to. Let me say it like that. And he got in trouble and got locked up, and they was getting ready to send him away. And his head was down when he got before in court. They said, you know, would the defendant rise, lift your head up? He lifted up his head, and there was his buddy, the one that helped him beat up the bully from when he was a child. He said, oh, man, you know, this is going to be good today. He just knew he was going to get out of it. And he sentenced him to 5 years in prison. What am I saying? Faith before feelings. One day, that man came to you, and he was your friend. Okay? He was your buddy. He helped you. The next time he saw you, he was your judge. That's just like Christ. He's your brother, but he's also going to come and judge you. And he can't operate in feelings. When you're dealing with God's law, you don't operate in nobody's feelings. That'll get you in trouble every time. So, word to the wise, stay out of those feelings.
All right, now. That's what it is. We are starting, if you're there already, we are starting our live, our Facebook Live. So, we're on Facebook Live now, so go ahead and get it together, and we can have a good old time. Okay? So, again, y'all, just to catch Facebook Live up, we're talking about overfilling. All right? So as I put it out there on Facebook Live, I said, do feelings really matter in the big scheme of things? Hey, what's going on, Pat and Miss Tamara and Miss McKenzie and Miss Joyce and John? What's going on, man? I hadn't seen you in a while. What's going on, LaTanya and Miss Tiana over there? Mr. DJ, you getting on Facebook Live?
Yeah, you know, I'm not as quick as y'all.
How you doing, Miss Miranda? Okay. So, y'all, what's going on, Mr. Artie and Miss Aaron? How are you? So, y'all, we're talking about faith over faith. Do feelings really matter? Okay. Do feelings really, really, really matter? Let's get to some questions right quick. Okay. Let's get to some email questions, y'all. Now, it's about to get interesting tonight. It's about to get interesting because all of us can relate to this, right?
Yes.
All of us have feelings. There you go, Mr. DJ. All of us have feelings. That's fair. I don't think that anybody can say that they live a life void of feelings. Everybody have feelings. Everybody have emotions. The thing is, do they have you?
Right.
Do they have you? How you doing, Ms. McKenzie? Okay. What's going on, Ms. Raquel? Ms. Robin. So do they have you? Ms. Maria, how are you? Do feelings have you is a big question. And that's something that we have to master. Okay? That's something that we have to master. Now, will we always be perfect in avoiding our feelings, Mr. DJ? Will we be perfect?
No, sir.
We won't be perfect. However, everybody knows this. There's a consequence to everything. Consequence does not necessarily have to be something negative. A consequence can be something good. But there's a consequence when we let our feelings kind of drive or steer our ship. There's a consequence.
Okay.
And we got to pay that consequence to God ultimately. Now, we can kind of get over in the natural, but ultimately we have to pay that price to God. Okay? But when the Bible says, put no other idol, put no other God before him, don't you know feelings can try and act as if they're your God?
Yes.
Did y'all know that? How you doing, Miss Val, Miss Stephanie, and Miss Amico, Miss Tina, okay, Miss Cher, Miss who is that? Miss Josephine, Miss Terry, how are you? Y'all, so this is interesting. So, do feelings really matter? Let's get to some questions. What you got, Miss Tiana? Let's get to the first email question. What we got?
Sure. In this last year, I've lost 5 of my family members. This is something we received this week, inclusive of my mom, my brother, and my sister. The grieving has been extensive. Now my father is ill, and I don't know how we're going to care for him so far away. How do I keep my eyes on Jesus when they're so full of tears?
Okay. Mr. DJ, so in lieu of this question, somebody who's lost 5 family members. Okay?
Okay.
And it's a hard experience, in other words.
Right.
Now their father is ill as well. That I don't know how we are going to take care of him.
Okay.
How do I keep eyes on Jesus?
I would tell them to remember the story of Job.
Okay.
And how Job had, if I'm not mistaken, 7 caskets sitting out there in front of him. And you have to look with your spiritual eyes. Keep your eye on Jesus. It's the same place that Christ was when he was on the cross.
Okay.
You have to look at his son get crucified. So I'm not saying to stop the tears from flowing, but you should rejoice in that they are not with us to be absent from the body, is to be present with the Lord. So
okay.
What I would tell them to do is look with your spiritual eyes and look at the positiveness in it, that they are in a better place. And that, you know, don't take your eyes off Jesus, and definitely don't let his hand go. This is the time that you need him more than ever now.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Katina? Ms. Angel, Tori, what's going on, man? Ms. Andrew, Ms. Kiva, Ms. Reese, how are you? Ms. Kathy, Ms. Sharon is there too. So, y'all, look at the question. Can you repeat that question, Ms. Tiana, please? Can you just go ahead and say it for me?
Sure. In this last year, I've lost 5 of my family members, inclusive of my mom, my brother, my sister, and the grieving has been a lot. Now my father is ill. How do I keep my eyes on Jesus when they're so full of tears?
How do you keep your eyes on God when you're going through hell and high water? I'm talking about grieving, and especially situations like this. So God doesn't expect you to feel any kind of remorse. God doesn't expect you to have feelings. Do your feelings matter to God? Of course they do.
Mm-hmm.
Of course God expects you to have them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. God expects you to have feelings. Thing. Y'all know how you say, I don't mind if you have this. I just don't want you to lose focus. I don't care if you have friends. I just don't want you to lose focus. I know this happened to you. As a matter of fact, the reason why I know it happened, either because, one, I ordered it to happen, or two, I allowed it to happen. So with that being said, things will happen. Feelings will rise. Here's the thing. Do they matter most to you? When I say you should operate in faith.
Okay.
In other words, yes, your eyes can well up in tears. Yes, you will possibly feel remorseful. You know, and these things are coming to you like a swarm, like a flood. However, in the midst of all that, I want you to stay founded and rooted. In other words, be anchored in me. Just because you may be feeling dismayed don't mean that you go off on a deep end. If your feelings didn't matter, because you may be angry. Remember, the Bible says, be angry, but sin not. So you done lost all these people around you, and now your father. So you very well may be angry with God, but don't let your feelings get you in trouble. In other words, you can be angry, but do not sin. In other words, it's okay to have the feeling of anger, but don't let that feeling of anger start to guide and manipulate your next step.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay to cry, okay to feel lonely. It's okay to say, God, what is going on? But don't let that take you away from the relationship with God.
Right.
Because a lot of times we allow our feelings and what's going on with us and in our life to pull us away. You know, when we're happy, we go to church. But when things come up and things are not going our way, that's sometimes when we pull back from church. Vicely, sometimes when things are going wrong in our life, it's the only time we go to church. And some people, when things are going right, is when they from church.
Right.
You see
right.
what I'm saying? Now, with this question, this individual lost a whole bunch of people. You don't think God expects them not to cry? Of course they're going to cry. However, at the end of the day, understand that God is still there with you. So it's okay to shed a tear, but don't you ever step away from God. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, how you doing, Ms. Tabitha, Ms. Shabri? You there? Yes, you there. How you doing, Ms. Gigi, Ms. Krista? So, y'all, let's get to the next email question real quickly. Is it okay? Yes, sir. What you got?
I was just about to say, even Jesus wept.
That's right. He did. Okay? That's right. He did. How you doing, Miss Jennifer?
Sin, but he did weep.
That's right. He didn't sin. Y'all, here's the next email question. The question says, is it okay? Because we're talking about feelings. Do your feelings really matter? Is it okay to feel the presence of God?
Are you saying fear or feel?
F-E-E-L, feel.
Feel, okay.
Is it okay to feel the presence of God? What's going on, Kev? Is it okay? Now, you know, some people say they feel the Holy Ghost, and that's the only time they jump for joy. How you doing, Ms. Barrett? So talk to me, Facebook, Ms. Jennifer. Is it okay to feel the presence of God? What y'all got to say out there? Ms. Tiana, I'm going to start with you. Is it okay real quickly to feel the presence of God?
No. God is omnipresent. God is omnipresent. He is always there. And
okay.
That to feel it is not okay. That in itself is disrespectful to him.
Okay. Ms. Tiana say no. Ms. Kathy said yes. Ms. Jennifer say yes, it is okay to feel the presence of God. Mr. DJ, real quickly, is it okay to feel the presence of God?
I'm going to also say yes.
You're going to say yes.
Even if he's there all the time, you can feel it all the time. So I'm going to say yes, it's okay to feel it. If that's my daddy, why shouldn't I? I should be able to feel the presence. Yeah.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Jacqueline, Ms. Kimberly? Ms. Mayor said yes. How you doing, Ms. Reagan? Is it okay to feel the presence of God? Let me answer this simply. Absolutely yes. You see how to say no, God is always present. It's okay to feel the presence of God. As a matter of fact, it's good to feel the presence of God. Because without the presence of God, then you can know where you're operating. You know, a lot of times when we don't feel the presence of God, probably it's because of guilt, something that we're doing wrong.
Right. Or some place we shouldn't be in.
Or some place we shouldn't be. How you doing, Ms. Kim and Thomas? It's okay. Do your feelings really matter? Now, here's the thing where it gets out of context about the presence of God. Some people only operate when they feel the presence of God, not when they know the presence of God is there. See, Ms. Tiana made a good point when she said he's always present. So therefore, me feeling the presence of God does not make me operate in righteousness or do right. Me knowing he's there. In other words, if you ever only feel God's presence and that's the only time we act right, well, that's a bad thing. It's okay to feel the presence, but in the same token, we got to know God is present. In other words, when we're about to do something crazy, know God is omnipresent.
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's going on, Thomas? So what you said, Ms. Rockette, she says, I believe it is okay to feel the presence of God. The roots. Okay. All right. Ms. Jennifer said he's always present, but it's okay to feel God's presence. Okay. But y'all with me? It's okay to feel the presence of God, just like it's okay to feel the presence of a boyfriend or girlfriend, husband or wife. It's okay to feel that. However, don't let that be the only time that you are faithful to them because you feel them around. Don't let that be the only time that you're faithful to God is because you feel his presence. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's okay. All right. Let's get to the next question. Okay. Here's the next question. All right. Comes from Ms. Latanya. She says, I just began going to church with my fiance, and I'm slowly growing closer to God. In the meantime, how do I not ever get caught up in my feelings when I've been taught all my life that being emotional was okay and that it's a part of life? How you doing, Ms. Veronica? How do you... Wow, that's good, Ms. Latanya. How do you not get caught up in your feelings when you've been taught all your life that being emotional was okay? Mr. DJ, real quickly, what you got?
Being emotional is okay, but you still have to remain obedient to God. just because you're emotional don't mean you have to act in those emotions and feelings. If you are growing strong in the word, that should help you to know that you can't act when you're in those emotions and feelings. You have to be able to separate those two. You can't, it's okay for you to have emotions and feelings, but don't act in accordance to those. You have to put your faith first and put God first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all, we're talking about, do your emotions, do your feelings, do they really matter? Miss Jennifer said, what if you don't know God is present? And we'll get to that one too, Miss Jennifer. How you doing, Miss Veronica and Miss Danielle? So, y'all, the question is, how can you overcome this fact that you have been taught all your life that emotions are okay? What you do now? Huh? How do we overcome that? Is being emotional okay? That gives us some business. Is being emotional okay, people? Miss Tiana?
It's not okay to be emotional. Your emotions can come and they can go. And anything in God has to be constant. It can't be temporal. And emotions are temporary. So we've got to leave them where they are and not react to them.
So Facebook, talk to me. How are you doing, Ms. Marcia? Is it okay to be emotional? Come on, y'all. Talk to me now. Okay? Yes or no? Is it okay to be emotional? I need to talk to him and talk to him and talk to him. Is it okay to be emotional? Miss Jennifer say that's a part of life. Okay? Yeah. That's a part of life. That's true. But let me ask this question again. Is it okay to be emotional? I understand it's a part of life, but is it okay?
You can be emotional but still remain disciplined.
Is it okay to be emotional? Ooh. That's going to get good now. Is it okay to be emotional? Come on, Miss Shire and Miss Bree, where y'all at? Y'all being quiet on me tonight. Give me some answers. Trying to get people to answer before I step in. Is it okay to be emotional? What you got, Mr. DJ?
I would say yes, if you can remain disciplined with it and don't let it convolute your decisions or get in front of God. I mean, it depends on what's your definition of emotional. Some people just say crying is being emotional, but so can praising God and being filled and happy. So I still would say, yes, it's okay to be emotional, but long as you remain obedient and disciplined to not let it get in front of you in terms of, you know, making your decisions.
Ooh, you're getting good now.
Faith.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If I say, yes, it's okay to be emotional, didn't Jesus shed tears when he was on the cross, or am I wrong? He shed tears, but we got to know for the reason, Miss Jennifer. That was for a deeper reason.
Mm-hmm.
That was for a real deeper reason. That can be a whole topic by itself.
Mr. Carr?
Yes, ma'am.
When you say being emotional, being to me is an act. So if you're acting emotional, then no, you can't. It's not okay to be emotional. Because then you're carrying forward.
I'm getting there. Hold on. We
do have a hand raised on the phone.
Okay, what we got?
Okay. Good evening, caller.
Good evening.
Can you be emotional? Mm-hmm.
I was going to say you can be emotional. I think DJ was saying a little bit of what I was going to say, but you can be emotional as long as you don't allow your emotions to overtake you, as long as you are still obedient to Christ and, you know, you communicate with him as far as what your emotions are. Do not follow them, but bring it to him. So I would say it's okay to be emotional as long as you don't let them overtake you or make your decision for you.
Stay right there, caller, because we're about to turn up. You ready to turn up, DJ? Y'all ready to turn up on
this? Yes, sir.
Check this out now. Let's turn up. Hold on. Let me. Raquel said, God has given us our emotions. I believe when guided by faith, here are a few. Okay, in Ecclesiastes, okay. Miss Gigi said, no, the emotions can take over. Your reactions on others. Okay. How you doing, Ms. Green and Ms. Juanita? Ms. Latanya said, not okay. Ms. Katina. Mr. Bree says, I say, yes, it's okay to be emotional. but you don't have to act on your emotions. All right. Ms. Kathy says it depends on the situation. Okay. How you doing, Ms. Miranda? Ms. Brumfield? All right. Ms. Rock, what did you say? Jesus turned up the tables in the temple. Even he was emotional. Boy, hold on. This about to get interesting. I'm glad you said
that. Yes, sir.
Is it okay to be emotional? I got two words. People say two words, well, I got two letters. N-O. Now, let me explain what I mean by no, it's not okay to be emotional. To be emotional, meaning that you have emotions, see, y'all got to listen to this. The question was it okay? Is it okay to be emotional? No. That means I have went beyond emotion, and now I'm emotional. No. That means my emotions had, that means my emotions, listen, that means my emotions, that means my emotions have taken over. To be emotional means I have gone beyond the point of having emotions. Now they have me.
Yep.
Now, y'all, when you're emotional, you can't say I can control that. No, to be emotional means they have you already. Oh, my God.
Come on.
Now, Jesus was not emotional when he turned over the tables. Jesus was setting precedents. Come on, let's get it right now, because we don't want to misguide nobody. Woo! Come on now. When he flipped over them tables, he did that for heaven, and ain't nothing about heaven emotional. Woo!
Yeah.
I don't think y'all hear me.
Right.
Jesus is perfect. Therefore, if he operated in emotions, that means he would not have been perfect when he got on the cross. Remember, God sent the perfect sacrifice.
Yes.
So if Jesus was emotional, that means Jesus reacted to what they did. Emotional people react. Nothing about God reacts. The simple reason why God does not react is because he's the Alpha and he's the Omega, meaning he know everything before it happened. Why would you react when you already know what's to come?
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Come on, talk to me now. How you doing, Ms. Arlene, Ms. Valencia, Ms. Cabrini? So y'all see what I'm saying? So it's not okay to be emotional, but it is okay to have emotions. Watch this. Anybody is a CEO of a company? Is it open? Man, y'all better get real with me now.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Stasis, I think it depends on the situation whether to let your emotions show or not. Also, some people don't know how to control their emotions. Exactly, Miss Stacy. But here's the key, Miss Stacy. This is why the Bible says be angry but sin not. Nobody know how to control their emotions. Because when we get emotional, they start to take over. This is why the Bible says be angry but sin not. In other words, don't even go there.
Yeah.
Now, we think we can control our emotions up until you're up in that situation. Let somebody be about to do something to your mama. You don't curse, but I bet you curse then. Who can control their emotions? The Bible says, who can tame the tongue? Who?
Mm.
Who? All
right.
Come on. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's okay to be emotional simply because we want to enforce what we want to enforce and how we feel, and then we want to hurry up and get back on track with God. But if you're not careful, whoo, because see, when you're a disciple, disciple means discipline. Why do you think the Bible says self-control? You cannot say, I want to have emotions and practice self-control at the same time. In other words, in order to kill anything, you got to kill it. Y'all, listen to me. Faith over feelings. Do your feelings really matter? Faith over feelings. In order to kill anything, you got to catch it in its embryonic stage. Why do you think the Pharaoh tried to kill baby Jesus and not grown Jesus?
Amen.
Catch me now. If you want to kill something, you got to catch it in its embryonic stage. If you want to heal cancer, catch it early and watch what happens.
That's right.
Y'all missing the point now. Y'all with me? If you catch your emotions when they are mere thoughts, then you can stop from being emotional. No, it is not okay to be emotional. Because when you're emotional, what you're saying is, God, I went beyond the point of feeling. Now I'm about to act. Lord have mercy. Because nobody who's emotional don't act. When you're emotional, now you start to act out how you feel. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
So is it okay to act out how you feel? Absolutely not. Jesus didn't act out how he felt. Jesus had to handle some business to let the people who was in the temple of God know that y'all are jacked up and y'all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Ain't that something, people? Hmm? But now, carnal Christianity would say that it's okay to be emotional. You know why? Because we don't want to sever ties with the way that we were raised. So if somebody raised us to say, yes, we can serve God, but it's okay to be emotional. We don't want to separate. We don't want to sever ties. We don't want to think that. We don't want to do that. But God said, if any man be in Christ, behold, he's a new creature. In other words, all things, old things have passed away, and all things have become new. In other words, feelings, we know we got feelings and we know we have emotions. But in other words, we will never become emotional because to become emotional means we operate in our emotions.
Come on.
Hello. Hmm?
Yes,
let me bring up this. How you doing, Ms. April and Ms. Latricia? Mr. DJ, walk with me. Watch this.
Okay.
Is it okay for Mr. DJ? Now, you got a newborn baby. Is it okay for Mr. DJ and me to have some cigarettes around that baby? Now, you might say it's okay to have the cigarettes, but is it okay for us to smoke in front of that baby?
No.
No.
Okay. So what's the difference between smoking and being emotional? It's okay to have the pack of cigarettes as long as you don't do it in, you ain't about to pull them out, right? So it's okay to have that. See, emotions are like the cigarettes. Smoking is like being emotional. It's okay for you to have the cigarettes, but you can't light that up in here.
Okay.
Y'all don't hear me.
Okay.
Y'all don't hear me. Watch this. Remember the scripture that says, as for me as my house, we will serve the Lord. In other words, we don't smoke in here. So if you want to smoke, you got to smoke outside. So if you want to be emotional, you got to be emotional over there because I cannot tolerate emotional people. You know why? The Bible says, now watch this. Watch this. Okay, be swift to hear, slow to speak. That's right. Watch this. The Bible says, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. With that being said, do you think because of your emotions that you can take a day off from serving God if you make it to heaven? Now, watch this. Now, just because you're emotional, do you think if you make it to heaven, you can take a day off from serving God in heaven?
No.
Yeah.
Now, if you're saying no to that, the Bible says, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. So if you can't take a day off of serving God in heaven, why we take days off here?
Mm. Mm. Come on.
If emotions don't matter in heaven, do I have some athletes out there, former athletes? Anybody have any kids? Okay. Ms. Arlene said, and don't make good choices either. That's right. Anybody have any kids? Ms. Katina, y'all good? Ms. Francois? Anybody have any kids? Anybody ex-athletes? Now, watch this. The best athletes in the world, Mr. DJ, tell them right quick, Mr. DJ. You think Michael Jordan cared about who was going out and who was doing what? Or do you think Michael Jordan was faithful to his craft?
That's right. Faithful to the craft.
Right? So the best athletes, the people who perfect their craft the best, they don't allow feelings to get in the way. They have a job to do, whether it's to take care of their family, provide a better situation for themselves, or just to grow their legacy. But they have a job to do, right? That means they don't let things of how, you know how athletes say, it don't matter how you get tired. Who said it best? Kevin Gates? I don't get tired. You know what he's saying? I don't care how I feel. I'm always going to chase the bag. But instead of chasing the bag, we chase the bushel. In other words, we're chasing God. In other words, I don't get tired. My feelings cannot dictate and tell me when to stop.
That's right.
Y'all with me? Miss Stacy, mm-hmm. What'd you say? Hey, that's my friend, Miss Stacy. Miss Stacy said, yes, you're right. I had to let a friendship go because a person could not control their emotions. Wow, that's strong. I started disliking the person and had to end it. I can't deal with someone that is always emotional because things are said that can't be taken back. High five. Y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
Emotional, yep. Mr. DJ. Let's go ahead, Mr. DJ. You crazy, Mr. DJ. You get on my nerve. I say let's go ahead back for it. We emotional, Mr. DJ. We playing. We role playing.
Emotional?
Okay. Yeah, we emotional. You get on my nerves, man.
Well, you know what? You get on mine, too.
I ain't asked you that. I really don't even care.
Well, since you shared, I want to share too.
Missy Anna, who is he? What do you think he's doing? You on a show what? Huh? Can you even hear? Put the phone on your good ear. Huh?
I got the good ear, and you got the good ear too.
Uh-huh.
Your two.
But watch this. The next day, me and DJ back bars. Man, what's happening? But you know all that stuff that I just said about his ears, he can remember that now.
Right.
Y'all see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes.
That's real talk. Now, we just role-playing, but that stuff be real. When you get emotional, what people say, you say stuff that you don't mean. True.
Mm-hmm.
When you get emotional, you say stuff that's deeply rooted in your heart, because the Bible said from the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall flow. So when you get emotional, the floodgates open.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that something, Mr. DJ?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Mr. Carter,
what'd you say, Miss Arlene Discipline? Miss Monique said they are focused on their sport. That's right. It ain't about no feelings. They feelings don't matter when it comes to that. Y'all, we're talking about, do feelings really matter? It really depends on where you're coming from. What's your perspective? Y'all
Mr.
with
Carter,
me?
I have a message that says explain. Like you just said, I think this person is I don't want to say missing it, but this is like a sinner and a person that sins. Just because you commit a sin doesn't make you a sinner.
Okay.
A sinner is one who practices sin. So with your emotions, if I may, he's not saying that you're not allowed to have emotions. He's saying don't let them overcome you, which makes you emotional.
Exactly. So it's okay to have feelings. It's okay to have emotions.
Right.
But don't let them have you. And what I mean by having you is when we become emotional, that means the thing that we're about to do very well may not make God smile.
Right.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? Y'all, guess what? Just take a wild guess. Okay? I have a dollar bill. I have a dollar bill. I got some money. But the money don't have me.
Right.
Some of us have weapons, right? We have guns. But that don't mean that you just go out and shoot your gun. We have guns, and some of us would never, ever use a gun in our life, but we have one. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if we can have a gun and never use it, we could also have emotions and never let them use us.
Amen.
See how that go?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're licensed to carry a gun don't mean that you got to kill somebody. Just because you're licensed to have emotions don't mean that you have to hurt somebody with them. Hello? Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Think about it, y'all. If everybody put their feelings to the side, because you know when we feel something, when somebody do us something wrong, Miss Tiana, Mr. DJ, you already know we going in, right?
Absolutely.
So if everybody can put their feelings to the side, perhaps maybe the person who did you something wrong wouldn't have been doing you something wrong because they felt like you wasn't good. And now you feel like they're not good. See, all them feelings, all that is feelings. Feelings is based on the, you know, the perception of the one who's dishing it out. But a feeling is not a fact. You know there's a difference between fact and feeling. Miss Katina, I just feel you ain't a good woman. And Miss Katina turned back around and said, Mr. Caldwell, I feel like you ain't a good man. Miss Katina, is that really you on them pictures? I feel like you're lying to me. And then she said, well, Mr. Carl, is that really you on them pictures? I feel like you. See, all that feeling stuff? Now, what if that really is? Now, we done put each other down. Now, how can we come back off of that? Now, both of us got to be saved and sanctified, because after you done talked about me like that, we done, right? Look at how our emotions running and, you know, just interject stuff.
Mm.
Right.
Huh? How you doing, Miss Sharon? Miss Sharon, say, how much have I missed out? You missed out on. You done called it. Mr. DJ was giving a sermon, but we here now.
39 minutes.
39 minutes, okay. How you doing, Miss Candace and Honda? All everybody on here, Miss Angela. So y'all, I think we had a question. Miss Tiana, you know, read Miss Latanya's question, please.
Absolutely. It states, it has been 2 years since my husband and I divorced. Is it acceptable to still have feelings for him, as he's the only man I have ever been in love with?
No. Yeah.
Ooh, y'all, y'all about to open Pandora's box. I really didn't want to go here, but I'm going to let y'all speak on this. The question, Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you, Mr. DJ. Give me what your commentary says. It says, I have been, it has been 2 years since My husband and I are divorced. Is it acceptable to still have feelings for him as he was the only man I was ever in love with? Is it okay?
I say yes, if that's the only man you've been in love with, you're going to miss him. So you can have those feelings for him, sure. But you obviously remember you divorced for a reason.
Okay. You divorced for a reason. It's called an ex for a reason, right?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Miss Misty, Miss Tanya? Miss Catrice, that's a birthday girl. That was like a couple of weeks ago. Okay. Miss Catrice, how are you? So, is it okay to still have feelings for your ex?
This is a loaded question.
It is.
Is it, hold on, y'all, talk to me now. Is it okay to still have feelings for your ex? Miss Tiana?
So, it's a loaded question for me because, first of all, we're talking about divorce. And what even led to that? Because if you were married, were you married for the right reason? And what feelings were there?
Let's get beyond that. Let's not open that Pandora's box. Let's open this.
Ooh, that's why it's loaded for me. I'm like, this is.
Oh, we're trying to get to, is it okay to still have feelings for your ex?
You can still love them.
Mr. DJ, question. Is it okay to have feelings for your ex?
You can love them with patience and kindness and all that other stuff, but the feelings, they've got to go.
Hey, they want to see what I got to say. I want to see what y'all got to say. Ain't nobody said nothing.
Those feelings,
how are you, Miss Chantel, Miss Deborah?
might be lost, Mr. Carr.
Is it okay? Miss Ivy, Miss Ivy, you know I love you, Miss Ivy. Miss Ivy going to let us know what it is. She said nope. Not no, but nope. All right. Miss Jennifer said no. Ooh. Miss Katina said yes. Just don't let them feelings get you in trouble. Miss Ivan say the past is the past. All right. Miss Chantel say, I'm waiting for the answer. How can you turn off love? Oh, y'all. Miss Chantel instigating. She want me to answer. I want to see your answer, Miss Chantel. Mr. Bree said, no, no, no. Like Santa Claus. Y'all divorced for a reason. Okay. How you doing, Miss Kim? Miss Katina said, remember why you divorced. Ooh. Is it okay, y'all, to still have feelings for your ex? Well, y'all waiting on my answer? Okay, here go my answer. Woo! That's a loaded question, man. I don't want to say the wrong thing, get y'all off course. It's okay to still love your ex. Listen to what I'm saying, though. Y'all do know that there's types of love. You have agape love. You have philia love. You have storge love. Uh-huh. Y'all see where I'm going with this? You have eros love. It's the erotic love. That's the love that you once had. That's romantic. Husband, wife. Agape. Fellowship love. Storge, brotherly love. Huh?
That's right.
Y'all with me? It's okay to love, but break the love down. In other words, let me explain it this way. It's okay to be compassionate towards your ex. But if you have the feelings, see, those feelings lie along the line of eros love, which means it's erotic. If you have those feelings, where the mind is, the body will go. See, in other words, if your mind is still with your ex, your body will travel there. This is why people go back and forth in relationships. They own 1 year, they off the next. All 1 month off the next. Because their feelings start to take over their heart. Lord have mercy.
Okay.
Right.
Themselves into a dilemma. God, why are you letting me go through hell when he allows you to go through hell? Because he's trying to show you that is not what's going to make you stable. You allow your feelings to you somewhere where God has already severed ties with. But because we feel we want the eros type of love, if we still have those feelings for them, guess where you're going to be? with them eventually. Watch.
Right.
Be careful of that now.
Right.
In other words, you got out the relationship because the feelings was no longer there. How did they arise again?
Tell it.
Right? Y'all with me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
If you truly love, how you turn to love, you don't ever turn the love off, Miss Chantel, but the love is not that type of love anymore. You follow me? It's not the type of love that, you know, it's a compassionate type of love. I mean, I don't want to see nothing happen bad to you or anything like that, but that's not the type of love that says I want to be with you. Because if, as a man, can I say this? I can say, yeah, okay. Miss Chantel, if me and you was dating, you and I was dating, I'm sorry for the bad grammar, me and you, but if you and I was dating, you know, that's that two-lane education, right? But if you and I was dating, and you telling me that you still have love for your ex, I'm about to back up.
Right.
To back completely up. Vicely, if I told you I still love my ex, I would hope you back up too. Mm-hmm. Because if I have that door of love still open, that type of love, that means somebody can walk in. I'm just waiting on the opportunity. And I will replace you before I replace what I'm already familiar with. Whoop.
Come on, tell the truth.
Man.
I'm just telling like it is, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Miss Sharon said, it's okay to still have feelings, but he, your ex for a reason. Okay. What Miss Jennifer say, once an ex, always an ex. Now, if kids are involved, it's different. I can always depend on Miss Jennifer. Love her.
Yeah.
Catrice, look. Miss Catrice, Mr. DJ, look, Miss Catrice said, love them, but don't be in love with them. Hello.
That's a nuisance, though, Mr. Carr. It's like playing Uno with two cards, and one of them a draw four.
All right. You already know.
No, sir.
I don't know what Mr. DJ just said, but we know he said it.
I love you.
That's a lesson for the night. Okay? Do your feelings really matter? Miss Chantel saying, if it's not lined up with God, brotherly love, yes, that's right. No turning back now, Miss Sharon said. Miss Chantel said, there's lust. Oh, bye. All right, Miss Tamara said that's lust too. All right. How you doing, Miss Kenyatta and Miss Lasita? Okay. What'd you say, Miss Chantel? God isn't letting you. You keep choosing that love. That's right. Miss Ivy said the devil is a liar. My ex contacted me. Her ex still contacted her. She said, saying he missed me and he always will. He can miss you. I mean, shoot, he missed them old pair of shoes, but he can't get them back either, so it's all the same. I'm not calling you an old pair of shoes, but what I'm saying is. And maybe God, you know, I don't know. You know, I mean, let God lead you. Because sometimes God will lead you back. Because you shouldn't have left in the first place. This is why it's important that we listen to God and not feelings. Feelings can actually intervene and get us out of something that we should be in. Y'all know that?
Yes,
indeed. Yeah. Miss Stacy, what you say? No. How can you move on if you still carry those feelings for your ex? That's right. I feel that you can carry over to the next person you meet. You're not giving yourself a chance to fall in love again. That's absolutely right, Miss Stacy. Indeed, Miss Latonya said. What'd you say? Lust is not love, Miss Kathy. All right. Miss Jennifer said, I think she still loves him, but she is not in love with him. Hmm. Okay. Possible. Miss Arlene, there she go. Miss Arlene said, keep moving. Look at that. Keep moving. What'd you say, Miss Raquel? I agree, Miss Tapson, Miss Stacy. Yeah, so true. All right, Miss Kenyatta, Miss Natasha, Miss Denise, how are you? Okay, Miss Lisa. Okay, all right. So y'all with me? Miss Ivy said her ex made a baby on her, so she was done.
Ooh. Okay.
We're going to do that call next week. Some baby making exes. I'm sorry. I'm just messing. I'm not bashing nobody. We're not going to operate in our feelings, right? Do feelings really matter? When we operate in our feelings, we'll start bashing people and have no remorse. We don't care.
Mm.
Right. How you doing, Miss Tanette? Okay. What Miss Arlene say? What you say, Miss Arlene? Don't make a permanent decision in a temporary mindset. Miss Arlene, can you tell them what a temporary mindset is? What she's saying is can make us temporarily act a certain way, but when them feelings leave, y'all know what I'm talking about? Everybody adults here, Everybody 21 and older on this? Everybody 21 and older? Everybody 35 and older? Well, that excludes me. I'm 33. How old are you, Mr. DJ?
I don't even know. I quit counting.
DJ say he's 29. So, all right. So we're going to have a dog conversation now, right? I don't need nobody talking about he ain't no 33. Do not be hating. Okay? Hey, check this out now. Do feelings really matter? What if you got caught up in a situation where your feelings took over? Is it okay? Is it okay for you not to claim what your feelings just tempted you or provoked you to do? Miss Monique Briggs, I am 33. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all trying to make me lounge. It's 33 plus. Maybe two. That's where we leave. All right? So is it okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay for us to, in other words, break it down in layman terms? A lot of times we do stuff and we don't claim it because we didn't snap back into reality. For instance, y'all ready? Y'all gonna be, because we're adults, right? How many times we didn't let our feelings and emotions lead us to the bedroom with somebody we shouldn't be laying with, and because it wasn't good, all of a sudden, we take that number off our account. In other words, Mr. DJ, I ain't sleep with 10 women, I only slept with 3, because the other 3 that I didn't, you know, I thought they was good, but it didn't matter. So in other words, when we make bad decisions because of our feelings, why, is it okay for us not to include that in our wrongdoing no more? Because we don't line that up. Y'all know how many people, come on, men and women, do y'all know that? Look, they say, ooh, that's right. You know that man that wasn't what you thought he would be. You don't claim him as a partner, right? You don't want nobody to know about him, right?
True.
But your... Don't even say I'm wrong. Don't be lying. I ain't wrong. That's the truth. So, Mr. DJ, we're operating our feelings, but if the feeling was wrong, boy, we don't take that lick. We don't take that charge. So we'll tell until Jesus come back, we'll say I only slept with 2 men, and you know it was 3 or 4. But them other 2 or 3, you don't count because it wasn't right. But your feelings led you there. Why you ain't defending your feelings? Why they quiet on me now? Miss Arlene said she don't even remember his name.
Oh, no.
I know y'all ain't right. I'm serious, though, right?
Tell the truth.
You've been there. Hold on. Everybody over 21, okay. We good. So, why don't we defend our feelings at that point, people? Is it okay? Is it okay to lie on our feelings at that point? Because we start lying on our feelings, but we'll say, I ain't never liked you in the first place. You ain't like them, but you laid down with them.
It's not okay to lie.
Quiet. Now, let me move on. Let me move on. Next question. What we got, Miss? I got a question. Okay, here we go.
I just want to say it's not okay to lie on our feelings. It's just that sometimes we want to forget them.
Okay.
Just want to forget.
Miss Jennifer say I did make a horrible decision like that and had it like that, and I had to change my number. I found out that he was Muslim. and didn't eat pork. So him not eating pork made you change your number? Talking about, she said, I love my bacon. You better stop this. Y'all better pray for Miss Jennifer, okay? Miss Arlene said she keeping it 100. That was an 18-year-old decision because of feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Miss Stacy, look, Miss feeling, what she did was between her and God. All right, Miss Tamsin, she said, it's not okay. How you doing, Miss Rhonda? Okay. What you say, Ms. Monique, why lay down with somebody you don't like? You know, and you're right, but you know our feelings will make us lay down. I'm telling you, at nighttime, late at night, people don't think right, and their feelings start to operate. Why do you think all those infomercials sell a lot of products at nighttime? Because people not. Y'all ever notice that? Look at TV late at night, and look at the infomercials they put out there. They put Lipozine and stuff like that because they know people not thinking right. Hmm. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. We're going to leave it out there. All them smiling faces, that mean I'm guilty. I'm going to take it at that. What you say, Mr. DJ?
I'm silent.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, all right. Let's look at this. Here we go. Let's look at it. This is a good question. Email question. Does God, follow me now, does God have opinions? Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you. Does God have opinions?
No, sir.
Miss Kim?
Absolutely not. No. Whatever God comes from God is fact. It's not opinion.
Ain't that something? Y'all with it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now let me go to the second part of that question. Is it okay to tell God how you feel?
If you want to make him laugh. I mean, not only has he seen the movie before he wrote the movie. So if you want to make him laugh.
Is it okay to tell God how you feel? Mr. DJ said no. Miss Tiana, is it okay to tell God how you feel?
He gives you the freedom to do whatever you want to do. Don't expect a response from it.
I didn't ask for that. Miss Tiana be going around the question. Say you're on object. Can you make her answer the question? Miss Tiana, let's answer this question. Is it okay to tell God how you feel?
Like I said, he gives you the free will. It is okay to tell him, but don't expect anything to come from it.
You adding too much. Yes or no, is it okay?
Yes. Go on ahead. Speak to God.
Okay. Ms. Arlene said we need to see Mr. DJ so we can take a guess at his experience or age. Oh, Mr. DJ, they want to see you. Got some fans out there, Mr. DJ.
Tell them to click on my name.
Well, I'm not making no love connection on this thing. That's on y'all. His name is Eustace Arnold. Y'all go look him up.
Eustace Arnold. That's me.
Let's get back to the yeah. So is it okay to tell God how you feel? Miss Monique said he already knows. He's God. Okay. Miss Latanya says nothing wrong with telling him. Okay. Miss Catherine said yes, it's okay. Miss Jennifer said yes, I would say it's okay. Miss Arlene said yes, but he already knows your heart. Okay. Miss Danielle says yes, it's okay. Absolutely. It is absolutely okay to tell God how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you tell him how you feel, leave your feelings with him and carry on
right.
In faith.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all ever seen that movie? Come on now. Y'all seen the movie because we all love it, right? We all love the movie. What'd you say, Miss Stacy? I tell God everything about how I feel. That's absolutely right. Miss Katina said, no, God don't have opinions. Okay. Yes, it's okay to tell God how you feel. Okay. Y'all ever seen that movie? What is that, Boys in the Hood? You remember when Trey was about to do something stupid and he told his daddy how he felt? And his daddy said, son, give me the gun.
Come on.
It gets good, y'all.
Come on.
Right.
His daddy said, son, give me the gun. It's okay to tell God how you feel, but don't use how you feel as a weapon. Give that weapon to God. Now, when you give that weapon to God, sure, you don't go hang back out with the crowd. What was Ice Cube named that movie? Boys in the Hood.
Doughboy.
Don't hang back out with Doughboy because what had happened, y'all listen to me now, okay? What had happened is how you feel, you done gave the weapon up of how you feel and what you wanted to do. To your daddy. But if you go back hanging back with the world, they'll give you another one. They'll give you some more emotions and start to build you up. And they'll start to arm you again. You know how people buck your head up? Oh, girl, she said this about you. Oh, man, he said this. Ooh, look how they look. They're trying to buck your feelings up. You done already gave your emotions to God. Leave them right there. It's okay to tell God how you feel as long as you leave your feelings with him so he can replace your feelings with something else better. Faith.
Right.
Operate in faith. Your friends may say, oh, you're a wuss. It's okay. It's who judges you in the end that matters.
Yep.
the person who called you a wish, remember? Huh? Remember? Tell them what their gospel said, because their gospel came from Tupac. And it says only God can judge me. Tell them that. Don't judge me, only God can.
All right.
Ain't that something? So it's okay to tell God how you feel. Just make sure you leave your feelings with him so he can replace how you feel with something else. Remember, the Bible says when we are weak, he's strong. So our feelings make us weak. How do you know they make you weak, Mr. Carr? Because they make us look foolish. Anytime we operated in feelings, we operated in foolery. That's why you can't be a parent based on how you feel. You got to be a parent based on who God created you to be. It don't matter how you feel. If you're operating in parenthood based on a feeling, that means today you're a good parent, tomorrow you are horrible. Not based on that. Ain't that something?
It is.
That's right.
Okay. So much like your skin color and your gender, your faith should never change. Feel it. Stop depending on things that change. Stop depending on things that change. Stop depending on things that change. If your feelings was like your car, would you ride it every day? I wouldn't, because that means it might not turn on every day. And I don't want a car. If I paid a price for a car, I want that car to turn on when I crank that in ignition.
Boy.
That's right. Something.
That's true.
The car, my car does have feelings. It might explain it.
But Mr. DJ needs to get a car that don't have feelings, because sometimes his car feel like starting up and sometimes it feel like it won't.
Exactly.
Y'all see what I'm talking about? But you got to give. See, if we are to say we are in fellowship with God, we are children of God. If we want God to be reliable, shouldn't we be reliable too? Feelings make us unreliable.
Yeah.
Feelings make us liable, because all the devil got to do is give us something that's going to make us feel resentful, something that's going to make us feel anger, something that's going to make God unpleased, right?
Mm-hmm.
He'll give us something in our way that's going to have us doing total opposite of what. As a matter of fact, the Bible said, pray for them who despitefully use you. You know that if we was in our feelings, none of us could pray for somebody, huh, who used us. But that's why we got to operate in faith. Do your feelings really matter? They don't matter when it comes to God. Although he know you have them, that they don't matter. Because if they matter so much, God will say how you feel. Can I say this before we get off this line? Everybody know the story of Job, right?
Okay.
Yes.
If feelings matter, look at what Job's wife said. Job's wife said, curse God and die.
Mm-hmm.
She was in her feelings. Do feelings really matter? Job told her, hush, you silly. God said, have you tried my faithful servant Job? He told the devil, go at Job how you want to. Mess with his family, mess with his finances. You can even mess with his flesh. But because his feelings don't outweigh his faith, you won't stop him. Whew. Well, well, well. Since we love the story of Job, why don't we reenact that? As a matter of fact, why don't we reenact it at a better rate? Because we have more temptation than he had, right? So why don't we reenact what Job went through, and it don't matter how we feel, and go ahead and be faithful to God. How about that?
Yes.
Because we all love Job, but are we willing to live like Job lived? You understand that he could have been operating in his feelings because he lost all his money, and he was wealthy. He lost his health, and he was in good health. He lost his kids, and they ain't do nothing wrong. He lost his cattle. What the cattle did? What the cows and pigs did? They ain't do nothing. But God said it don't matter, because Job would not stop serving me based on how he feel. He's faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So that's what we got for tonight, y'all. Okay? Do feelings really matter? Good question.
Mm-hmm.
We got some good answers. All right. Mr. DJ, you want to pray for us, please?
Yes, sir. Bow your head, close your eyes, open up your heart. Heavenly Father, we come to you saying thank you, Father. Thank you for bringing us together again on one accord and helping us to get your word and to nourish it, Father, to let it spiritually guide us for the edifications of our souls. We want to say thank you for the leader. Thank you for this ministry. And for everybody under the sound of my voice, Father. And at the appointed time, bring us back together again in the same band of Christian love and fellowship, so that we may continue to grow closer to you and to spread your gospels and your teachings. We ask these things in your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Y'all have a great night. Y'all know what time it is. Check us out on Wednesday, 8 p.m., 225-364-0211 is right there. And if you don't catch us on Wednesday, make sure you catch us Sunday morning, 8 a.m., same number, 8 p.m., same number, or next Monday. We're going to be rock and roll. Y'all have a great night.
Mr. Carter, can you let them know that that's Central Time?
Oh, my bad.
About the time, yeah.
My bad. I'm going to tell y'all on the phone that's Central Time because I hung up it already.
Oh.
All right.
I'll let them know next week, though.
It shows on Facebook.
All righty, cool. All right, y'all have a good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.